This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
All right, let's get it going on a Thursday. Oh boy, this is going to be exciting because we have two paying customers in the crowd tonight. Will you kill this ridiculous song? Okay, you know what? You may as well. Paying customer Costa, paying customer Cot. Both are going to be at LCA tonight. Wings back from a disaster of a road trip. Rested. Islanders are ravaged by injury. This is an organizational game tonight, Rico. And I want to ask a question. It's very direct. And I don't want to live in a world of what will happen. That's boring. I want to know what should happen. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's totally up to you and Kenny and David and the hockey elite. If the Wings lose tonight, should Derek Lalonde be fired? You sit with 16 points. You're at the bottom of the East. Please do not hit me with this. Well, we're only 5 points out of the bottom spot. Guys, you're terrible. You're terrible metrically. You actually belong at the bottom of the East. You're awful. You're awful 5-on-5. You're awful at creating shots. You're awful at just about everything in life. So my point is, here's the only thing I can do. I can't fire the team. I can't get rid of 7 players. I can't undo the offseason. Now, yes, they've shuffled some lines, and you're going to see Casper elevated. Okay, great. If they lose tonight, should Lalonde be fired? Simple as it gets.
Should, not will.
Yeah, I know, because again, an Ilitch property-owned team. The Wings haven't fired a coach in season since, what, 84? I mean, it's 40 years. 248-539-9797. What should happen? Now, look, my viewpoint as an ignoramus when it comes to hockey, firing coaches is like taking a duty. Teams do it every day. 7 coaches were fired last year. I think 4 of those teams made the playoffs. There's already been a coach fired this year. Jim Montgomery fired. So I lean yes, because I don't know what else to say about this team. And they have time. It could turn around. Hockey's a weird sport. Remember when the Blues were dead in the water in late January, won the Stanley Cup? I'm just here right now on November 21st. They're atrocious. Like, I'm going to watch tonight, but do I want to? Absolutely not. I'm only doing it for PCK and PCC. Paying customer cookies, Cot. Like, Rico, I don't know what else to say, but the Lalonde thing, it's a thing.
I agree with you. I do think that, yeah, he should be fired. Maybe you get that new coaching bump with the team. I don't know if the team can relate to him. I don't know if he can motivate these players or not. I don't know if it's what he has designed is working. Obviously it's not working. So, right, you can't lose the team. You're not going to fire Yzerman. He's got to fall on the sword. And you're hoping that when you bring in the new coach, the Wings will get that bump. All of a sudden things will be right with the world, and you'll actually compete for a playoff spot.
I need the hockey elite to talk to me. 248-539-9797. Now, the man who will be yelling shoot the puck at tonight's game, Kenny Cott. Kenny, they lose tonight, should Lalonde be fired?
See, I'm glad you said it like that, because what should happen and what I think will happen might be very different things. Is the operative word there. And they're keeping company like the Columbus Blue Jackets, who
they have a cannon.
Not even joking, their best player passed away this offseason.
See, I was keeping it light.
Awful.
Now you bummed everybody
out. The Montreal Canadiens are terrible.
Slavkovsky,
and that's about it.
I know.
They're all 16-point teams. The Red Wings just went on a brutal road trip where they should have won at least 2 of those games. They came away with 1 singular point. I think what should happen, what should have maybe already happened, is Lalonde should be fired. But what will happen is completely different. But I would have fired him. You know, I think I would have fired him last year when that losing streak kept us out of the playoffs.
If they lose tonight, should he be fired?
He should be fired if they lose tonight. Okay. I would have already.
Here's my question. If they don't play well tonight, is this the third occasion at LCA they're booed off the ice?
Oh, absolutely.
So the tenor amongst the hardcore, and you got to be hardcore to go to a Wings game on a Thursday night. I'm sorry. In November. This isn't even stretch drive hockey. Look, if you're getting booed off your home ice routinely And I'd say three times in the opening quarter of the season, which would, if we extrapolate it out, means that out of 40 home games, you were booed off your home ice 12 times. I don't have another out. I understand what Lone wants to do. I understand he wants to play this tight defensive system. And problem is they don't have guys who can really move the puck around. They don't have defensemen who can really, outside of Mo Sider, that can really skate. And offensively, they're offensive. Rico, they don't even forget scoring. They don't even take shots.
Yeah.
So I'm asking the people. And whether you're going tonight or not, if you're going, it's a star-studded affair. I'll tell you that. Now, while Sidney Sweeney was booked, we've got you Jim Costa and Kenny Gott.
That's exciting. A little bit of a step down.
Oh, it's exciting. There are going to be stars in the midst. I mean, Jim Costa, season ticket Costa. That's like Spike Lee with the Knicks. Kenny Gott, paying customer Gott. People, make sure you say hello if you see him. It's an exciting night tonight.
Yeah, I heard an autograph signing has been set up, not for Pavel Celebration, but for Kenny Gott, who will be in the building.
Is he going to be slick back hair, Kenny, with the hat off? That's when you know Kenny's enjoying himself.
He'll actually be wearing Aretha's star hat.
Oh.
I want to hear from fans. Then again, if you say no, he shouldn't be fired. No one's going to yell at you. I'm not yelling about firing him. I don't know if firing him will be this elixir. I don't think they're very good. We talked about this all summer. Why would I change my opinion now? They didn't have a summer that I was impressed with or happy with. It was just more veteran filler, veteran filler, veteran filler.
Yeah. I mean, they did not fire him at the end of the season. And it's really like, okay, is this game the make or break game? I think this is the game where you just finally say, this isn't going to – we're going to get nothing out of this man.
It's a game you're supposed to win tonight, to me. You come back home. You get a few days off. You're playing a team that's got massive injuries. Massive. Some of the Islanders' best players are on long-term IR. Yeah, there's a shot you get goalied tonight if Sorokin's on his game. But realistically, this is kind of a league game tonight. You got to win this game tonight. I'd like to see a little pep in their step. Like, I don't want to sound cliche, but for God's sakes, somebody in that locker room has got to step up and go, hey, not good enough. No, I'm not saying Dylan Larkin has to take a hockey stick to someone's skull, but for Christ's sakes, this team on a lot of nights, Rico, that game against the Kings, are outshot like 50-10. Even the night they stole points from the Rangers, they got outshot by 30. Isn't tonight a night you're supposed to just play well? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. Going up against half a team, yeah, you're right. This should be the night that you just go out there and you make Kenny and Costa and all the Wings fans happy.
The problem, and here's the other thing.
You score early, often.
If you want my motivation for firing Derek Lalonde, it's actually a very dark scenario. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just not in the business of lying to you. I actually want Lalonde fired so Stevie doesn't have a meat shield anymore. Once you've fired two coaches as a GM in 6 years, you don't get to fire a third. I don't want Derek Lalonde's corpse being Steve's meat shield in the hostage negotiations. I'm not interested. So go ahead, fire Lalonde, because then there's no more cover. I get tired of the layers of cover. And I just want to address the work that has or has not been done by Steve Yzerman. That's it. So if getting Lalonde gone allows us to then move on to the real conversation, which is unless the new guy, as Rico said, gives you a bump, then it comes down to who bought the groceries and why does it look this way? So if you want my true motivation, without knowing whether it'll work, I'm admitting to you my dark intentions. Like, I'm just tired of being able to use him as a meat shield for Steve. So go ahead and fire him, because then I won't hear about the next guy. Fine by me. All 6 years, all I've heard is blashel, 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 Lalonde, Lalonde, Lalonde. It's never Steve's fault. Okay, well, fire Lalonde so we can get to the real issue. This team's not very good. The pieces they have are not very good. So if it gets me that conversation, I'll jump aboard. But what I will not do is get on the air acting like I know if that will work. That's not fair to you. And I don't have that strong of opinion. I know the team on paper probably isn't built to play the way Lalonde wants him to play. But they have to be better than this. So either the players are dogs or they're not listening to the coach or worse, a combo of both. Don't have that answer. So you guys tell me. And Cookies has said he is not. He's going to have a short fuse tonight. He will boo. And again, if we can get footage of Jim Costa booing the Red Wings or starting a Fire Steve chant, I don't know. That is fascinating. You imagine Cookies all hammered tonight.
He can't. Well, I guess he can't get too hammered. He's got to do the show in the morning.
Oh, don't worry about it. John will pick up the slack.
Oh, okay. Him and Guff.
Moving on. 248-539-9797. I want to get to the people. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more today, including Rico with an update on the state of college football at 4 o'clock. Just wait. They almost got it right. Oh, come on down to the Old Bit Bistro tonight at the LCA, huh? Yeah, I'm sure Mick will have a flannel on. Keating will have a few. Come on, it'll be exciting. They say you can't win them all. Yeah, that's the problem with this team. They don't. If the Wings lose tonight to the Islanders split squad, should the loan be fired? David, the early returns on the ticket text from the hockey elite. It's going to be buzzing down in the district tonight.
Red Wings need a new coach, new captain, and a franchise goalie. Fire Lalonde. He sucks.
Wait, you just said all the things they need, then blame the guy who doesn't buy the groceries.
Yep.
Because that's the only move you can make. So, yeah, you know, you want blood. So, unfortunately, it's going to be coach.
Lalonde should be fired, like you guys have mentioned. I don't see the players responding to him anymore. That's a horrible sign. Brandon in Flint. I was a believer this year, but this year has been disgusting. Need to fire somebody, so it must be him. That is from Slick. Correct me if I'm wrong, but haven't the Wings lost every game that Jim Costa has attended this season?
Correct.
At least we know who Lalonde can blame when he gets canned. Jimmy in Toledo.
Paying customer Costa will be in the house tonight. Very exciting.
Mike Rico, not only should he be fired if they lose tonight, but he should have been fired last season and should have been fired coming back from the road trip. Shouldn't even be our coach anymore. That's from Marlon in Walt Lake.
I heard they got 10% off wingnut hats tonight if you want to purchase one of those like it's 1998.
My only hope there.
Are you serious?
My only hope here is the only reason that Lalonde is coaching tonight is because they don't want to upstage the Pavel celebration night. He's gone after tonight.
You think so?
That's what they say.
All right.
So this is like the European NFL coaching trip. You go to Europe, a coach, you come back fired.
And they leave you there.
Right.
They dress you up in the Al the Octopus outfit. They say.
Yeah, you didn't know Lalonde's still in San Jose. What are you talking about? A problem is the Wings have no identity. The Lions have an identity. Even the Tigers somehow formed an identity this year. The Pistons are starting to turn it around. Mm-hmm. The Wings are awful. Fire Lalonde.
So just so I'm clear, okay? That ticket texter's right, yet that GM skates. That does not compute.
2 + 2 is not 4 there, I see. Is it weird that I am cheering against the Wings tonight because I think it will be the final straw for Lalonde? I am going on Saturday and hope that Montgomery is behind the Wings bench. Sam in Grand Rapids.
Blood's not even dry in Boston. They want to ship him out here.
To that person, no, because that's when you know as an owner and as an organization, there's a disconnect with the fan. When you actually just root against your own team that you grew up loving because you want change so badly.
You've become me as a Giants fan.
That you're just like, you know what? I want chaos. I want disaster. I want embarrassment
so
that somebody sees what I see.
No, not somebody. So Steve sees it. See, if you told me, look, if they're not going to make the playoffs, I hope they don't win another game. May as well. Then how would anyone defend Steve Yzerman? You couldn't. You'd sound like a fool.
I mean,
so then maybe Steve does something bold and something different and something that makes us justify the unbelievable amount of patience this town has shown the man. I don't know.
No, I get it, man. Everybody has that person, that breaking moment where you're just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, you're with the Giants. You actively want to change. Like, I remember years ago, the original John L. Smith. I'm like, this is a clown. I can't support this. I'm done. And that's what that ticket text was at. Like, you want not just a loss. You want like a 10-0. You want to be
people are tired. Yeah, so you know what? I'm not mad at them for being tired. I'm not mad at them if they say, look, I hope we lose 6-0 tonight. It's no different than me saying I hope the Giants get plastered the next couple of weeks. If that idiot DeVito ruins my draft stock again, my head will explode. No, and if long term you don't believe you're winning a Stanley Cup with Derek Lalonde, you don't believe that Steve Yzerman sees it clearly, I'm not mad if somebody wants them to lose tonight. What the hell are we talking about? Paying customer Cott, you want him to lose tonight? You want Lalonde gone bad enough, you'll root against him tonight.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, I know, because you're a little bot. That's what you are.
No, there are three. This is where I will push back.
You're a good little bot. Yeah, be a good little boy. Root for your Red Wings.
You done? Okay. You finished?
I'm
all
set. I
can't even look his way.
No, I don't have that button on my computer. That was David, the man sitting next to you. What do you want to say?
The truth is the truth, though.
No, that's going a little too far.
All right, Kenny. Now, what do you have to say?
I want to hear what Kenny has to say, and then we're going to the phones.
No, I don't want them to lose. As long as they're this close out of a playoff spot, then I'm rooting for them to win.
Okay,
Kenny, what's that breaking point for you?
If they fall so far back out of a playoff spot, then I can't.
What's so far back and when? 10 points out at Christmas?
I was going to say, talk to me around Christmas. I'd probably have a better answer for you, but probably around double-digit points down.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Real nice lowering of the bar there. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Todd. He'll lead off on a Thursday. Todd, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hope you're all well over there.
Yes, sir.
Kenny, you kind of sounded like our awesome coach right now last year in his inspirational speech towards the end of the season when they almost made the playoffs, but they didn't. And we all kept watching. Sorry about that, Kenny. Love you. Anyways, I have so much to say, but I just wanted to bring a point up that maybe I was thinking about calling Boat Guy to get him to replace, and then we can hold Steve to the fire once this coach is gone, because ever since he's came, it seems like nothing has been right.
No,
that's just my two cents.
Todd, here's my question. All right, if they get rid of Lalonde, who the hell do you bring in?
We don't know that yet.
No,
obviously.
No,
I said Boat Guy might be free.
Yeah, anything's better than the brand of hockey they're playing right now. And that's where
I agree with you.
Look, Todd, maybe everyone's right. Maybe, you know, they waited. They want to get through Datsuk night tonight. Fine. I mean, what do you want me to say? I can't go screaming and yelling about hockey in November. I can just tell you, this is pathetic. It's a pathetic product. It's unacceptable to look this way in year 6 of a build. And even if the bots want to come out and say, well, the first year didn't count, it was very difficult for Steve. Fine, year 5. I mean, guys, what are we talking about? When does your little marsupial pouch of excuses end and we get to just talk reality? If this is the best you can produce, and the plan is for me to wait until next year for Kosa, or next year for Danielson, or 2 years from now for Palika, or whatever, then stop. You've lost me. You've lost me. Year 7, year 8. To do what? Make the playoffs? If they lose tonight off a West Coast trip, and they look bad doing it, Lalonde should go. And I'm following the rules of Kenny's sport, because Rico, no sport fires coaches like hockey. They just don't. Let's go to Brett 97.1. Brett, what's going on, buddy?
Yes, sir, Keith, they are. Hey, guys, I'm going to be really quick here because I have a few things to row off.
Sure.
Lalonde definitely should be fired tonight. If they lose to the Islanders, he needs to go. From a coaching standpoint, over the West Coast trip, especially the Sharks game, I'm now seeing this team doesn't want to play. Their passing is terrible. They just look so out of sync and like they don't want to be there, and that does fall on coaching. So Lalonde's got to go. I've been very critical, like you guys were 2 days ago, of Yzerman with all this. So I think, and this is how I felt the entire year going in, if we don't make the playoffs, then Yzerman's got to go. But I do have a caveat.
Okay.
And that is, you look at the Tigers. If Scott Harris, and spoiler alert, guys, I think what we're seeing with the Wings is what we're going to see with the Tigers, Tiger fans. If Scott doesn't do anything this offseason, then you know what? There's a caveat for Yzerman. That is, maybe we're looking at a bigger problem with the Ehlich family, and we're looking at a Jerry Jones situation. To which, I don't know. We'll see. That's pretty much all I got for the Wings. I just had another shout-out to do, and that would be to Nick Wright. I would like to say, you know, I hope you're enjoying the money that they give you for having to spew all the industry head stuff they make you say. There's no way you can believe all that stuff. I hope the money's good, Nick.
Get him, Brett. You tell him. Listen, here's my issue, and I got no problem going after ownership. I don't care. One sport has a cap, the other doesn't. The Wings are at the cap. And the reason they don't want to sign term is a Steve Yzerman issue by every account so far. Now, if you want to blame ownership that they are non-existent and aren't around or aren't active in the management of the team, be careful what you wish for there. You don't want the owner coming down from the box demanding trade this guy. He looked at me funny. You also don't want to run things that way. The Tiger thing is far more disturbing because, again, how many times do I have to hear we have full support from Chris Illich, yet payroll poverty, and there's no salary cap, and there's no report that the Tigers are actually in on anyone, and every projection of where free agents are going, your logo, which is gorgeous, is nowhere to be found. So I think you should direct your angst there more than here. Now, look, if there's a memo that I certainly have not seen nor heard of, if there's a memo that says you're not allowed to sign anybody past 4 years, well, that's a different conversation. I don't think that exists. So I do at least want to be fair in that regard. That's all. I didn't have anything else to add. They say can't win them all. Mickey. God, this broadcast tonight's going to be something special. Power flannels, puck bunnies, wing nut hats. Kenny, what would you do if they panned to Kenny and he was crying at a Datsuk highlight package? I don't think we could look at you tomorrow. Are you going to keep it together tonight?
I wouldn't blame him if he cries.
You going to be?
I'm not crying for a highlight package. Relax.
Go ahead, do it.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Pablo's the guy.
Kenny, it's okay, man. Can I buy you a beer?
Sure.
Can I buy you a beer?
Sure.
I'm going to buy you a beer.
All right.
If it goes poorly, are you going to drink aggressively?
No, I got to get home.
That's fair.
Very fair.
Responsible man.
Very fair. Answer. I thought you had a chaperone tonight. I apologize. All right, we'll get to the people, get some ticket texts, get to football. Top of the hour. Rieger brought something up that I thought was interesting. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but may have something for you for your Detroit Tigers. It's a matter of whether you want it. We'll get there at 3 o'clock. Let's go to Taylor, 97.1. Taylor, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. Hey, what's up?
So, you touched on the Red Wings, everyone wants a loan fired. For me, a lot of fans, yeah, let alone myself. But the question is, Will the front office actually grow a set, or are they too loyal? But if they do, which I doubt they will, my only option would be dare I say Sergei Fedorov from the Russian hockey leagues or something like that. But I know he's not seeing eye to eye with the Illiches. That's why I call for a new owner. But really, that's pretty much all I have.
No, look, you guys? I think we stick with the Lalonde thing. I mean, we make a funny about, you know, hilarious situations. That's just not happening. The Lalonde thing, I asked the question for a reason. You're back off the West Coast. You've had a few days to stew. You're rested. You're playing a team that's all kinds of beat up. You got to win this. Like, if you don't win tonight, it says to me, you know what, this isn't going to get better. So they've mixed up the lines a little bit. They moved Kasper up. You'll get more talent around him. You'll get more ice time, presumably. Okay, guys, if it doesn't work, how much longer do you stick with it? Remember, last year was one of the lower point totals you'll need to make the playoffs in the East, and you still couldn't do it. This year, the expectation is probably 5 to 6 more points are going to be necessary. And if you're sitting there with 16 points as we head for Thanksgiving week, I don't know what to say. You're at the bottom of the East. And you know what, Ottawa, look, I understand they're not great. They've played better hockey, right? Buffalo is better. These teams are better. They took steps forward. There's only a couple dead teams in the East outside of you. Columbus and Numbnuts, Montreal. Outside of that, Well, we're only X amount of points out, right? And you got to pass seven teams. So, yeah, I think if they lose tonight, you can have that conversation. If you don't want to, you're not a bad person. You're not a slappy. You're not a bot. If you don't want to fire a coach on November 21st, I don't think it makes you crazy.
No, I think for a lot of people, you realize even if you fire the coach, it's not going to fix the problem. So then it boils down to, so why fire him? And maybe that's where some are at. It's like, okay, great.
New message, new approach. It's all I could offer.
And that's what you're hoping for.
Because this team doesn't just lose. They look flat doing it. Let's go to Jacob, 97.1. Jacob, what's going on? Jake. And no Jake. All right, we'll go to David. Ticket text. What do you got, David?
I never got over Newsy's comments last year when he said they were not expected to make the playoffs. Well, now you're getting fired. After Lalonde is fired and they don't improve, then what?
Oh, you know what? You don't need to be passive aggressive with your question. You know exactly what.
That person doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, then you have to start looking at your hero and put away your little onesies and your starting lineup of Steve Yzerman's plastic figurine taking a slap shot and treat him like a human being.
Steve got lucky in Florida, but as long as he is the GM here, we won't win anything. He is an average GM at best. Kenny, being a Steve bot, is too far. He wants him fired. That's not a Steve bot. After the Wings lose tonight, maybe Costa will give Rico his Red Wing car flag that he stole from him.
I forgot about
what a good bit that was a couple of years ago.
Fire Lalonde, fire Yzerman, trade to Brinkett, Kane, Larkin, and start over.
No.
The whole thing stinks and has for a while.
You're taking that way too far. No, I think what I would be more in line with doing is either A, you begin to bring up the kids that are remotely ready. Like, allegedly, Danielson's caught fire in the minors. Maybe you need to bring him up. Maybe you bring up a defenseman. Maybe you bring up people. Obviously, you can't bring up Palika. He's in Sweden. The point is, you either do that or you begin to weaponize your war chest. And you move some players and prospects to get a legitimate star, because everything I keep reading, the salary cap is set to go up. It could go up by $8 million. And you know what that represents? That represents another 80-point player on your roster. AAV of about $8 million a year gets you a Lucas Raymond, gets you a Mo Sider, gets you a Dylan Larkin. You go get one of those guys.
Yes.
And you put prospects with them, attach the dead body of Andrew Kopp to it, and move on. I don't know.
So you won't
Somebody
be afraid
call up
of,
Pierre LeBrun. I'm sure he has the answers.
I was going to say, you won't be afraid of term.
No, because...
Because you can afford it.
You need good players.
You do.
And I get... And listen, if the war chest is as stocked as people say it is, then it shouldn't be an issue. And second of all, you will get to a point where you have an offset of guys who make big money and players who make no money. Mm-hmm. And that's how you put the roster together. But I don't know what else to say. It isn't working. And it's really hard to watch. Like, we're not digging ditches tonight collectively, people. But, like, do you look forward to watching this tonight? I don't. And my team's playing. I don't even want to watch it because we're wretched to watch. Only thing I can hope for is...
You're not going down with Kenny.
Absolutely not. First of all, Kenny can't afford my babysitting rate. Second of all... I don't want to be down there, and then I got to answer 800 sports questions instead of being able to watch the game. It's a pain in the ass.
No.
Pain in the ass. I'm absolutely out.
Here's the beauty of you. Nobody knows it's you.
Oh, that's just not.
Oh, true. I promise, Mike. You put on a baseball cap,
buddy. I can't buy salad dressing without talking Tigers rotation. Stop it. That's okay. Just not how the world works.
And don't forget, you and I went to a spring game. And the guy literally...
David, can't help it that your friend the priest didn't know who the hell I was.
Truly was like, hey, when are you ever going to get Mike up here? He's standing right
next
to me.
The guy was talking to some priest. I was 15 feet away. I wasn't paying attention. Come on.
He's right there. Oh, that's...
Hold on. Compared to you up there at State, you're the second coming. You're just under Tom Izzo. So they're not going to know who Mike is. What are you talking about?
This guy's the Coleman Young of East Lansing.
David, first question I get, hey... Is Mike here tonight? Come on. You know Mike doesn't come to games. Yeah, I know. I thought maybe he would come up here tonight.
What, to MSU?
Yes, I get that all the time.
Put a product on the field.
Did Mike come up here to game with you?
Put a product
Seriously?
Out there.
Are you asking me? Yeah. I know.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If somebody asks you that Friday, you should hit them.
you gonna come bail me out?
Yes. Okay. Because if you have the audacity to
bro,
ask,
I better not get your voicemail.
No, no.
Mike is not here right now.
If this is Rico, press one. Anybody else, press two. I just, can you imagine? Friday night, only true sickos like you are going to be up there. 35 degrees, 10 people watching the game. Hey, is Mike here? Rico, throw him down a flight of stairs.
So, yes, David, that's what I get.
Send him down 60 feet of stairs.
Your good son, he will be the heir apparent. He will be the new mayor of East Lansing. The good one, not the bad one.
Oh, I mean...
The bad one, no, he's
the oldest one's already making his way up there, if you know what I mean.
And you know what? We're going to put a stop to that.
What happened? What happened?
You know, he's discovering girls.
Oh.
He had a fun time in the opener, that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Sidebar. This isn't for air, but I need to hear this. I'm going to come and see you in a minute. 248-539-9797. Yeah, I want to know.
He came back and thanked me for the wonderful trip. He's like, well, I like it up here now. Nope. It's only for the good son, not you.
Roberts.
No.
Roberts.
See, I can't even get to my drops right now. I need no.
All right. Let's get some music, touch the table with some football. David, spin the wheel. What do we got? Oh, I forgot. This is the segment where David brings up every game I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Well, there's a lot this week, okay? So bear with me here.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's start in the Big Ten with Iowa, who is a 6.5-point favorite going to Maryland. Now, here's where I'm leaning, because Maryland, I know, has looked bad. But who's playing quarterback for Iowa? Because last week it didn't look good against UCLA for them.
Sullivan.
So I'm, well, but it didn't look good.
No, he's not a thrower. He's more of a runner.
Yeah. So I'm thinking +6.5 for Maryland in that game.
I like Turtles. This is actually, there's a complete breakdown of this game on Cash the Ticket. But yeah, I think if you did it, I'm pretty sure David's computer just blew up. Listen, bottom line, if you did it, I'd go Maryland.
Game's in College Park?
It's in your backyard.
Okay.
I like Turtles. This is, hey, Maryland. I bet you can get a better number live, though, be honest with you. You could wait, get a better number live than 6.5. Go ahead, go to the second game.
The second game, Arizona at TCU. TCU is 11.5-point favorite. But Zona's defense on the road has given up 56 points and 41 points the last two road games. So I'm leaning there, TCU -11.5.
Just take the over. I have no opinion on the game. Both those teams.
Over for sure.
Both those teams are corpses. As far as the season and what's happened, I got nothing for you.
No, but Arizona's defense, yeah, I would be safe saying the 11.5 for TCU. Yeah, I would do that.
Next game on the list. Let's go to the ACC.
Okay.
We got Pitt, who did wonderful for me last week in that game. Pitt at Louisville. Louisville is an 8-point favorite. But again, Pittsburgh is still dealing with their quarterback situation. Their starter is out. Their backup didn't look the greatest, and he didn't get protection at all last week.
Holstein stinks.
Yeah, so Louisville -8 there is what I would go with.
Yeah, if you forced me to. But, David, again, you're picking games I could never be involved in. But, yeah, go ahead. Go Cards, go. See, after a bad loss, come home, get right.
See, I would say, and for Pittsburgh, I wonder if it's going to be one of those games where Clemson beat them twice, where they just didn't get over the fact that, you know what? This was going to be the game that showed everybody we're the top. Wait, we're not.
Or they're fraud-ass losers.
And that's what I'm saying.
Possibly. There is that.
No, it's kind of like Indiana this week. This is the game that if we win this, we shut everybody up. But if we lose, we got to eat humble pie.
And then I don't expect, you know, Jeff Brom, I don't think his team's going to come out poorly after losing to Stanford.
That
I think they're going to be
angry. That was a meltdown of biblical proportions at Stanford last week. They were up 14 in the fourth quarter. Then you set up the game-winning field goal after like a personal foul, a player drop-kicked an official in the jaw. I mean, chaos. And then offsides gave him another 5 to move it from 58 to 53.
And you said Stanford didn't belong in the ACC.
That's
they
right.
They still don't belong in the ACC.
a lot of pride in those nerds.
All right, now this game.
Go, Tree, go.
I mean, I know what you're going to say. I already know it, okay? Number 7, Alabama is going to Oklahoma.
Bama.
Alabama's favored by 13.5, but I'm leaning Oklahoma here. 13.5 here. Here's why. because I just they still a defensive minded team.
They're terrible. Okay. I know. I'm trying. David, there's so many other games you can bet. If you force you to play it, you got to take Bama. Bama's got to put up a number. They got to win. They're in the beauty pageant. Oklahoma has shown no ability to win football games. Their offense is lifeless. And look, just look at how they played at Missouri. Look at how that game finished. I can't.
And I would also say this. I think Alabama is seriously trying to make a late push for Milroe in the Heisman talk. So they're going to do everything they can to showcase him. A lot of the quarterback runs. Yeah, David, Alabama, roll tide.
Before I head over to the SEC, let's touch on this game because I'm hoping for it. I think I'm going to lean this way for it because I don't believe in Indiana. But as Ohio State, a 12-point favorite right now over Indiana,
yes.
I think they're going to murder Indiana.
Me too. Indiana, strength of schedule, 106. Who's your best win? Michigan. Who's the best team you played? Michigan. You've had a zillion games at home. You played no one in the non-con. Now you're facing a team that might be the best team in America. Yes, I'm concerned about the left tackle situation at Ohio State.
Center.
Yes, McLaughlin hurt. The kid from Alabama tore his Achilles last week. So they're down their left tackle and center. I've had enough of the Indiana crap. You don't play anybody, and your first big test is going to be in the shoe in November. Have a blast. Give me Ohio State.
Here's where I'm going to take Indiana in the points. Indiana, historically this year, fast starts. Ohio State, slow starts. Even at home,
when they went
up against Marshall, they went up with a lot of teams, put up points against them, and then they're fighting their way to come back. I think if you give Indiana a little bit of encouragement and they start believing, wait, we got a chance to beat Ohio State and Columbus, I think that Cignetti can use that as motivation to get this going. I think the Michigan game was a wake-up call for them. So, yeah, if you're going to give me Indiana and 12 points, I'll take that.
And here's the game, Mike, that you mentioned yesterday that I want to hit on for the SEC. It is number 15, Texas A&M at Auburn.
Yep.
They are, Texas A&M, a 2.5-point favorite against Auburn.
Auburn is responsible for the most painful loss of my season when I had them against Oklahoma and they're up 10 with like 7 minutes to go. Peyton Thorne threw maybe the worst pick six of the season. Auburn all year, their defense is really good. Offensively, they create explosive plays, but holy hell, no team shoves their own head up their ass more than Auburn with the crazy turnovers and the nonsense. But yet, there's that number. Here's the problem. For A&M, who do you got next week? You got Texas.
Texas, yes.
It's a look-ahead spot. It's also at night, on the road, and Auburn needs it for a bowl game. Hugh Freeze is coaching for his job. God help me. Give me Auburn.
A&M is also missing their starting running back, Le'Veon Moss, which could be a factor in that game as well.
Yeah. Give me Auburn. Oh, God. What have I done?
I have no idea, but let me ask you about this game.
Hold on, Rico was talking to you and you ignored
him. I'm sorry, Rico. Go ahead.
Because I had two games that I wanted to talk about.
But I have a couple more.
Okay, so I'll let you finish.
Yeah, I'll go to the Big 12 here with BYU at Arizona State. Arizona State is favored by 3 points right now, but Sparky. BYU is supposed to be the better team, right?
No, it's the same thing. BYU is a complete fraud. They're complete con artists. Go look at the metrics. Then you just factor in regression to the mean. They got so lucky with turnovers all year last week. Bit them in the ass a little bit finally. Oh, wait, a pooch punt bounced off your player, not the opposition. Retzlaff blows as a quarterback. Please. Arizona State, they got the running game with Scataboo. They got Sammy Leavitt, the kid from MSU, will hit you with his feet and his arm. They got a 7-foot-tall receiver. And defensively, I can't tell you they're great. I'll just tell you, they kill people. Every game I watch Arizona State, Rico, at least two personal fouls. They're out here suplexing people, David. The fact that BYU is a 3-point underdog going down to Tempe, and it'll be sold out. Mm-hmm. Everyone's excited about ASU football. I gotta go with Dillingham. As much as I want to punch him in the face, I gotta go with him.
It'll be a nice 80-degree afternoon, sunny. So yeah. This is take ASU the Sun Devils.
So that was not one of your games, Rico?
No, it was not, David.
What do you got?
It was actually another Big 12 game.
What?
Colorado
at Kansas.
Colorado, 3 points at Kansas.
We spent a lot of time on this one. We cashed the ticket. I'll be brief. Here's my issue. There's two data points for Colorado that really stick out to me, and I go, okay, are they really better? They shut down Texas Tech's running game. They just shut it down. And because Taj Brooks, one of the best running backs in America, then they shut down UCF's running game. And you go,
wait, is Colorado good? Then the other side of things, Kansas has been hammering people with their ground game.
Yeah.
But their ground game got shut down by BYU last week. It's also at Arrowhead. The number's sitting at a flat 3. And I have been all over the Dirty Birds the last month. Now I feel like I got to get off the bus before the bus drives off a cliff. I kind of wonder if I should go with Colorado here.
And then the one last one, Mike. This is, I don't know if you broke this one down on your caster ticket.
What game
but
didn't
fresh
we?
Off of their victory over MSU.
Oh, dear.
Illinois, 1-point favorite. Number 25, Illinois, 1-point favorite at Rutgers.
This is the Ferris wheel at Chernobyl. I no thank you. Cookies dove into this. He wants to bet Rutgers. I go, God bless. I have no opinion. If you forced me, I'd go Rutgers. Why? Illinois's not good. We made them look good. They're not good. But that game, bro, that's friends and family only. If you don't know somebody on that team, I don't know how you're watching that crap. What channel is that even on? What is that on? Like prison CCTV? Like closed circuit television?
Illinois Rutgers?
Peacock.
Yeah, that's on Peacock.
That's right where that belongs. Noon. What are the streaming numbers for that? 18 people.
18 million.
No way in hell.
Not even close.
Thank you, David.
That
tremendous
is
job.
Your college football blitz.